Oh, in my previous video, I talked about us already being in a fascist state. We are. And so we have to figure out how to turn that around. And turning it around is not going to be done when we are making bad decisions constantly. We have to get ourselves together. As my mother would say, get yourself together. As I'm going to tell my daughter when she get home today, get yourself together. Pull it together, sis. We got to get it together. And getting it together means getting focused, getting a strategy in place, and figuring out what steps we need to take to turn this around.
A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Good afternoon. It is Dr. Nsenga Burton with Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga. I am she. I think I messed up my intro, but you know who I am by now. I hope that you're having a wonderful day. Today, I want to talk to you about making good decisions. I feel like, and I always tell my students, don't say that. Like, I feel like just say it. So I'm going to say it. We have got to do better with our decision-making as Americans. We are coming off real undereducated and real, real simple, you know, for lack of a better word. I won't say dumb. I try not to say that, but because it's not a nice word, but yeah, we got some dummies in charge, like for real. And, you know, it's beyond that. We have people who are sinister, punitive, and think that it is a display of power to grind people into the ground. And that's what bullies do. You know, we've been trying to get rid of these bullies in our schools and in our workplaces. And, you know, I know it's a fine line because, you know, people will say, oh, you're bullying me, because you're like, please come to work on time. Ah, they're bullying me. I get it. It's a fine line. But we have reached a point where we have got to make better decisions and be engaged critically in our thinking. And it is alarming, the poor, poor, poor decision-making that is happening, whether it's the capitulation to this fascist regime. Like, it is truly, it's capitulation. I mean, people are just doing preemptive stuff. And maybe it's because they never really wanted to have people of color or women or are members of the LGBTQ population in the midst, like in the mix or in positions of power. And they just kind of did it because they thought it was something that was mandated that they had to do. And so now they see this window and they're like, oh, we don't have to do it anymore because we got a hater in office. Okay, we're getting rid of this program. We're doing this. We're going to do that. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. I don't know if you watched 45 before, but he does not have a loyal bone in his body. He commands it from other people, but he does not have a loyal bone. That's why he's so schlubby. He don't have no loyalty in his body whatsoever. He literally indicted the man who handed him the last presidency. Comey gave him that presidency on a plate. Had the Trump signs in his windows, in the yard. Remember, people were all upset because they were like, how is this, how is this possible? You know, you can't be objective if you are a devout member of a party. He's the head of the FBI. He should not be taking sides in this. He should not be going against a former president, a former secretary of state, all the things. People were upset. Y'all remember this? Or maybe I was living in a different world, maybe, because I feel like I'm in the upside down. I don't know what we're doing right now. But anyway, and then Comey, you know, released his little data about these emails that didn't really exist. And the numbers went down to the ground because, you know, women can't make any mistakes. We got to be perfect on the way up or that's your ass. You know, it's the same reason people are, I mean, Kamala Harris is not even in office right now. She's a private citizen and people are literally still boycotting her and then like boycotting her and then being mad. Like, why aren't you doing anything? She's not in office. She did plenty. She tried to warn you. You voted the other way. I mean, it is what it is, right? But my point is, again, another bad decision. You could be protesting a number of things on the local level, state level. I live in Georgia. There's always something to protest on the state level. Locally, too, I would say, although I live in, you know, Atlanta. So we got a good mayor. So, but even him, he got some issues, right? Like, if I really wanted to have a protest, I could do it. I could figure it out. And then, of course, on the national or federal level, there's lots of protests. But you all want to spend your time protesting a private citizen because she represented the position of our country. The United States is pro-Israel, whether you want to admit it or not. It is. It has been and will forever and continue to be that. And so if you're looking for a president who is not going to be pro-Israel, you're going to have to create that person. Like, it's going to take time. It's going to take time, right? So just like this two-party system, we have a two-party system. It takes time to build a system with multiple parties. It's called socialism. But it's okay. If that's what you want to do, if that's the kind of government you think that you want to see, you have to build that third party. You know, Bernie was the closest to getting it. I mean, I think he could have done it, but he wanted to be president more than he wanted to build a third party. Right? Ralph Nader wanted to be president more than he wanted to build a third party. Right? And so whoever is doing it is not going to be president, like, multiple times. They're going to run. They're not going to win multiple times. But eventually someone, they will open the door wide enough and someone will stand on the shoulders and they will have a third party. But it's not going to be equal or equitable because that is not the country we live in. We've never been equal or equitable to most people. To most people. So I say that to say we have to make better decisions. We have to think strategically. And we have to get off of social media. I'm sitting here on a podcast. But when I get off this podcast, I'm going to go do something. I got stuff to do. but we've got to, and I think there's value. There's absolute value. And there is movement. And you can create change through social media. So I'm not dissing social media. I'm a media scholar. I know this to be true. However, that is not all you can do. You have to do both. Old school, new school. Right? In order to make the progress that we need to make. And so we have to be smart enough to know that. We have to be smart enough to strategize. We have to be smart enough to work with people who have the power, even in our disempowered party, because they are the ones who've done the work and they know the people and they know what's going to work and what's not going to work in a lot of ways. Sometimes they're wrong, like dead wrong. I'm not going to say who I'm thinking about. But, you know, they've been right a lot of times over the course of their career. So we've got to figure out how to work with each other and not against each other. And I think there is room for a third party. I think there's room for multiple parties. But every time I say that, somebody calls me a socialist, so I stop saying that. But you have to build it. So if you're not willing to build it, then shut up and work with the system that we have. If you are willing to build it, then get going. I think that the stakes are too high right now to put my energy over there where it used to be. And people know me. I used to be very third party. And no, I never voted third party in an election where we could get a Trump or a Bush with y'all's revisionist history. Bush wasn't so bad. Bush was horrible. Horrible. So stop it. This one is bad too, but stop revising. He was a terrible president. But the point is, I never, ever voted third party when the stakes were high enough where we could get a Trump. And the stakes are high. So in my previous video, I talked about us already being in a fascist state. We are. And so we have to figure out how to turn that around. And turning it around is not going to be done when we are making bad decisions constantly. We have to get ourselves together. As my mother would say, get yourself together. As I'm going to tell my daughter when she get home today, get yourself together. Pull it together, sis. We got to get it together. And getting it together means getting focused, getting a strategy in place, and figuring out what steps we need to take to turn this around. So that's what I need you to know. We have got to be smarter. We cannot continue doing what we've been doing. It is not working. We cannot continue infighting. It is not helpful and it is not working. We cannot continue raging against the best people we have to turn this thing around because we are no longer in power. Stop being mad. Be mad at the people who stayed on the sofa and didn't come out and vote, or these people who could have voted and voted for somebody else or wrote in somebody. That's who you need to be mad at. And then you want to sit on here and talk about, I just couldn't in good conscience vote for someone who had been an attorney general in California. They put my cousin in jail. I said, well, if your cousin was a pedophile, he needed to be in jail because she was prosecuting sex crimes. Y'all forgot about that part, though. And crimes against nature, like people who were like starting fires and stuff like that. So, you know, maybe your cousin need to be in jail. How about that? But that's another story. You know, just because they've related to you doesn't mean that they should be absolved from the justice system, right? But that's another story. My point is this. We have to be smarter. The dumbing down of America is infecting all of us. And Democrats, third party people have traditionally been, you know, at least presented as intelligent people, people who are educated, who are critically thinking, who are critically engaged, all the things. And, you know, that doesn't mean that wasn't the case for the GOP, because we have some brilliant people who were over there at some point. I don't know where they are. Please, where are you? Because they have clearly gone in hiding, probably out of shame and embarrassment, and probably after threats made by their fellow people who were in power. But I digress. The point is that we don't have time for that. We don't have time to let the stupidity and what I call rabid behavior rub off on us. We have got to stay the course. We've got to right the ship. And we've got to strategize and figure out what to do. Now, CBC met this past weekend. Lots of strategizing, lots of sessions that were in place. I know people think of CBC as a big party. It is. But there's also a lot of work that gets done during, you know, during the week with lots of different organizations and lots of different individuals and lots of different influencers and things of that nature. So people are already doing this work. Find somebody who's doing this work in your community and get busy. But sitting here twiddling your thumbs, cutting off TV, like, I don't watch the news anymore. I can't take it. Okay, that's cool. It's stressful. I get it. But you got to do something. You can't just check out. So that's not smart. You can't just check out. Write a check. Do that. Vote in the midterm elections. Do that. Go to your school board hearing meetings and tell them to stop censoring books, right? Because you see how the slippery slope happened? Censoring books, and then it's newspapers, then it's TV show. You see how this works, right? When you don't say anything, you just let it go. You see, they're coming for you next. Like, they're coming for us now. This is why you can't post on your private Facebook page and keep your job. Okay? If you need an example, why you can't post on any of your social media, whatever you want, and keep your job. All right? So I need you to know that we have to make better decisions. We have to think critically and we have to think strategically. And if you're not sure what to do, reach out to an organization. There's so many organizations that are doing this work. And I know y'all talk crap about a lot of them, but they're actually doing the work every day. So find your organization, build your organization. If one doesn't exist, nobody's stopping you. Get your people together. You don't have time for that. You got some money. Get 10 people together, make $500 contribution to an organization that is doing that work. You know, pass on the $500 pair of shoes this month and put it somewhere else. Or, you know, the 18 holes of golf this month and put that money somewhere else. But do something. Don't sit on your hands and not do anything and wilt. You got to be strong. You got to be powerful. And you have to remember, they work for us. The government works for us. The fact that they got this shut down and they go, oh, we're going to fire everybody. We're going to eliminate their roles. Yeah, they're working against us. That's what's called working against us. They're supposed to be working for us. We don't work for Donald Trump. People at the Trump Foundation, and you know, Trump Enterprises and all that, they work for Donald Trump. We don't work for Donald Trump. He works for us. So your congresspeople work for you. Remember that. And get busy. All right. So without further ado, please tune in next week for another Need to Know with Dr. Nasinga. And of course, a Black Executive Perspective podcast with Chris and Tony, an award-winning podcast where they look at all sides of the issue, which is why I'm not on there that much. Because I got a damn perspective. but where they look at all sides of issues in an effort to bring people together through conversation. All right. So check us out. Come back again. But whatever you do, make smart decisions. Make intelligent decisions. And make sure that you strategize before you make a move that you can't come back from. These midterm elections are going to either make us or break us. And that is just the truth. All right. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
A Black Executive Perspective. Ooh.